Today is Bloomsday. Nope, not the Bloomsday, B-L-O-O-M, where readers celebrate James Joyce's novel Ulysses. That was yesterday. Today's Bloomsday, B-L-U-M-E, is also a celebration for literature lovers, but of a different sort. From Portland, Oregon, Dina Pritchip has the story.
Like most writers, Joanna Miller and Heather Larimer are fairly well-read, but they were never huge fans of Ulysses.
We sort of self-deprecatingly said the only way we could participate in Bloomsday is if it were Judy Bloomsday. And then the joke turned into, wait, why aren't we doing this?
We realized that there is a whole community around this writer that feels just as impassioned about her work as people feel about the work of James Joyce.
So a few years ago, Larimer and Miller pulled this community together for a new kind of Bloomsday, one that celebrates author Judy Bloom's young adult fiction.
Dry your sweet Judy Bloom eyes. Love is only a teen reverie.
In addition to Judy Bloom-inspired musical performances, these Bloomsday celebrations have featured a video chat with the author herself and many dramatic readings from her work.
He's gonna kiss me, I thought. He's gonna kiss me, and I don't know what to do.
For Bloomsday founders Heather Larimer and Joanna Miller, part of the appeal is that Bloom's writing is just really funny, even for adults. But it also takes you back to those middle school days.
I think that people treat it like puberty is some sort of threshold that you pass over, and one day you're a kid and one day you're a woman. And that transition takes years and is really awkward and painful.
I mean, these are timeless issues. Getting your period, being bullied, having your parents divorce.
And they're issues young readers today are still dealing with.
They have a ton of knowledge of, you know, like, stranger danger and, like, big scary things that happen in the world.
Quinn Sanford is a librarian at King Public School in Portland.
But there's not a lot of focus on the things that happen every day and how we process those.
Sanford says that for all of the Hunger Games and Vampire Diaries, books like Judy Bloom still have a place helping kids sort out daily dramas. Eighth grader Nichelle Wilson read them with her mother.
She told me that she writes really good books, and to prove it, she got Freckle Juice and she got God, Are You There? It's Me, Margaret.
Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret is about menstruation, and it was published in 1970, back when sanitary napkins clipped into elastic belts. Details like those have been updated. And the book speaks to kids like Nichelle just as much as it did to kids 40 years ago.
When I read the Margaret one, it was before I had matured, so then I knew what I had to do before it actually happened.
When you feel like you've stumbled on a best friend, I think that's a very powerful moment in your reading development.
School librarian Quinn Sanford says that Bloom's ability to drop you right in the middle of the adolescent experience, and to do it well, is timeless.
You can always go back to your book, and you always have that same friend there.
Because high schoolers still lose their virginity, relationships still fall apart, and fourth graders still feel like they're nothing. And sometimes, so do grown-ups. For NPR News, I'm Dina Pritchup in Portland, Oregon.